Well, Valentine's Day is on Thursday, and excuse me, it is the busiest time of the year for our growers and our florists. And there is a campaign this year urging consumers to make Aussie growers their Valentine this February. You'd be amazed at how much money will be spent on Thursday. Maybe you wouldn't be. And how much of the product that we do buy has to come from overseas. Karen Godfrey is the market manager for Tesla's Flowers and joins me now. Karen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good. How busy are you?
Flat out. This is probably our last day of the really tough stuff, and then it goes on to the florists. So,
what do people expect at this time of year from their florists and the flowers they're buying?
Oh, yeah, local, of course, and then, of course, quality and the best product that we can probably provide to them. So,
we're talking roses. What are we, is that the most popular?
Yes, obviously, yeah. Rose is always a symbol of love. So, the most popular flower required for Valentine's Day, and then you go on to all your mixed lilies, and natives are very popular at the moment, so yeah.
So where do you source your flowers from?
Our flowers come from local growers. We do have to, obviously, this time of year, you can't supply, local farmers can't supply the demand for the flowers, so we do sometimes have to go offshore, so... but we do pride ourselves on local product, and we've got some wonderful local growers. So,
and where are they located mainly?
We've got one amazing grower out at Carolee, which is Curry's Roses. So they've been amazing to us for many, many years. So yeah, just a family that have been around and farm roses and their passion. So,
is this the busiest time of the year? Does it outstrip, you know, Christmas and Easter and Valentine's Day as number one?
Absolutely. For the flower industry, definitely the biggest day of the year for us.
And so when the florists are coming to you, yes, how much do they boost their order by at this time of year?
Or at least 3 to 4 times. Yeah, so it's pretty big.
And how many extra staff do you put on?
We do carry some casuals for this time of year, but we just dig deep and get the work done.
So when it comes to Thursday, we mentioned roses, but do you have a favourite?
For myself personally?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone loves a rose. So I suppose probably my next best thing would probably then go into the natives. So I do love native flowers.
Are they becoming more popular?
Definitely. Very high demand of natives. Actually, a lot of our local growers that do grow natives are sending their flowers offshore over to like places like Japan and the Emirates, purely because they're getting top dollar. So it's a bit of a shame, but yeah, they are quite rare at the moment.
Look, I better let you get back. I know it's really busy for you. I appreciate your time this afternoon. We just thought we'd touch in and see in reality how busy it is.
Yes, definitely very busy. And happy Valentine's Day to all those people out there.
Good on you, Karen. Thank you for that.
Thanks,
that
thanks,
is
Mark.
Karen Godfrey from Tesla's Flower. She is the market, Tesla Flowers Market. She is the manager there. And yeah, it's extraordinary, Valentine's Day, the number of flowers that are sold. A report published by Horticultural Innovation Australia found that in 2016-2017, Australia imported approximately $67 million worth of fresh-cut flowers, which was an increase of 73%. And part of the reason for that is so it can't keep up with the demand, particularly at this time of year. 140 Australian and international growers will provide flowers, particularly at Valentine's Day. And as we just heard there from Karen, there are some wonderful growers in the area. So if you're looking for flowers this Valentine's Day, you will know that you're getting the best there is. Particularly if you get in early, you might be able to get some of those local ones at 3:28.